From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A Texas oilman pleaded not guilty this week to charges that he paid illegal kickbacks to former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. David Chalmers was a major trader during the United Nations Oil for Food program. If convicted in the kickback scheme, he could face up to 62 years in prison. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, this is not the first time that Chalmers' business dealings with Iraq have put him at the center of scandal.
Authorities say billions of dollars that should have gone to help the Iraqi people under the Oil for Food program was instead diverted to Saddam Hussein in the form of illegal kickbacks. Senior writer Jim Norman of the industry journal Platts Oilgram News says Saddam was able to demand those payments because even though the UN ran the program, Saddam decided which companies got the oil.
That was one of the quirks of the program, is that the UN could set the price, but Saddam got to pick who it went to. So, in effect, he could direct profits from that oil to whoever he wanted, and the quid pro quo was that they'd have to kick it back to him somehow or other.
Norman says when Iraq began selling oil under the program in 1996, one of the first to take delivery was the Bay Oil Company, owned by David Chalmers. How did Chalmers get that spot? The Oklahoma City native comes from a family of oil traders, and Norman says he has a long history of dealing with the Iraqi government.
David Chalmers was well known in the Iraqi oil trade. In fact, his firm Bay Oil was one of the most prominent traders in Iraq oil, particularly during the 1980s, during a period when Iraq was selling large volumes of oil to fund its war with Iran.
During the Iran-Iraq war, Saddam had a big appetite for weapons. And according to former U.S. Customs agent George Nowicki, that made Saddam a big customer of a Chilean arms dealer named Carlos Cardone.
He was buying primarily cluster bombs and fuse-making parts. Cardone was supplying him with cluster bombs, and then he wanted a cluster bomb factory in Iraq. So he was giving them the product and the means to produce the product.
The arms deals came to light in the early 1990s when Cardone and some of his American suppliers were indicted for illegally exporting some components of the weapons from the United States. His suppliers falsely claimed some of the fuse parts were meant to go in clothes dryers. In fact, they were built for rockets used in carrying nerve gas. Nowicki says Saddam paid for the weapons, at least $200 million worth, by selling oil, and an important middleman in the deal was David Chalmers of Bay Oil.
To my recollection, it would work exactly the way they worked the UN Oil for Food program, where when the oil was sold, part of the money would go to Cardone and part would be kept by Bay Oil. And then both parties would realize the profits from the sale of the oil.
According to Forbes magazine, Chalmers' take on the deal was $40 million. Nowicki says there was no proof that Chalmers knew about the illegal component exports, so neither he nor his company was charged at the time. But the former customs agent says Bay Oil played a key role in the arms sale to Iraq.
We felt it was very important because that's the way Cardone got paid. The money's always the most important thing, and that's the way the money was obtained.
Although some of his suppliers stood trial, Cardone, the arms dealer, himself was never extradited. He remains in Chile, where he now runs a winery. One of Cardone's associates in the arms sales, Augusto Giangrandi, later surfaced as a big buyer in the Oil for Food program. According to the Financial Times, the money behind Giangrandi's oil purchases came from David Chalmers and Bay Oil. Chalmers' attorney did not return calls for comment, but his lawyers say they plan a vigorous defense, and they expect Chalmers to be vindicated. Scott Horsley, NPR News.